Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be going through some blog posts from this small business consultant who's basically all about how to use AI to make your business more successful.
Interesting.
But the thing that I really like about these blog posts is that they're not just theory.
Right.
It's a lot of real-world examples from actual businesses.
Oh, wow.
That are, you know, using these tools and strategies.
Yeah.
So by the end of this deep dive,
okay,
you should really have a good sense of how AI can help your business.
Gotcha.
And like some actual steps you could take to get started.
That's awesome.
So one of the first things that I found really interesting in these posts is this idea that AI is kind of like a great equalizer.
Okay.
So it's not just for like the big tech companies anymore.
Right.
It's becoming more and more accessible and affordable for small businesses.
Totally.
And in fact, they mention, I think this is kind of crazy, that like 98% of small businesses are already using some kind of AI tool.
That's a lot.
Which just goes to show how widespread this is becoming.
Sure.
But they also mentioned that businesses that are using AI are seeing like much higher levels of customer satisfaction.
Interesting.
Like a 60% increase. Which,
wow, that's huge.
Yeah, it's pretty significant.
Yeah.
So what do you think? What's the connection there?
Well, I think it shows that AI is not just about like, you know, automating tasks or cutting costs. It's about creating a better experience for your customers.
Yeah.
Which ultimately leads to more business.
Totally. And speaking of better experiences and more business, they had some really cool stories in these blog posts about businesses that have seen incredible results from using AI.
Cool.
So one that really stuck out to me was this family-run restaurant, the Martinez family.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of, you know, struggling to compete with all these big chains.
Right.
And they started using AI to help manage their social media.
Okay.
And their weekend reservations went up by 25%.
Wow.
And their online engagement increased by like 300%.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
That's awesome.
I mean, for a restaurant, that's got to be a game changer.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a huge difference.
Yeah.
And then there was another one about Jennifer, who's a consultant, and she was just drowning in all this admin work.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Right, like scheduling and emails and all that stuff.
Just the worst.
And she started using AI tools to help her manage all that stuff.
Okay.
And she ended up saving like 15 hours a week.
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane.
That's a lot of time.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Plus her revenue went up by 40% in just 6 months.
That's amazing.
So it's not just about like saving time.
It's also about actually like making more money.
Increasing your bottom line.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all.
So it's pretty clear that there's a lot of potential here.
Totally.
But I think it's helpful to get a little more specific about like, okay, what are the actual tools that we're talking about?
Yeah, the practical stuff.
So the consultant highlights five AI tools that are especially useful for small businesses.
Right.
What are your thoughts on those?
Well, I think each one kind of addresses a specific pain point that small businesses often face.
Gotcha.
So for example, the first one, Zapier. It's all about automation.
Right.
Automating those repetitive tasks that can really eat up your time.
Like copying stuff between spreadsheets or
organizing
files and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's like having a digital assistant who never takes a break.
Yeah, exactly.
Always working for you.
That's awesome. There was a cool example in the post about
using
Zapier to automatically save email attachments to Google Drive.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, so you don't have to hunt them down later.
Right.
And what's cool about Zapier is it connects to so many different apps.
Right.
So you can really customize it to fit how you work.
Totally.
So the next tool is ChatGPT.
Okay, ChatGPT. Yeah, I've heard a lot about that one.
It's making waves in the world of customer service.
Mm.
Basically, it can act like an always-on customer service rep.
Right.
Answering those common questions.
Yeah.
Troubleshooting issues.
Right.
Even collecting information from potential leads.
So it's like having...
It's like having a virtual team member.
Yeah.
Who's always there to help.
Always on call.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And one of the case studies mentioned how this online retailer used ChatGPT and saw their customer satisfaction just skyrocket.
Yeah.
Plus, their response times went from like hours to seconds.
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's amazing how much that can improve the customer experience.
Totally.
Even for, you know, the smallest businesses.
Right.
You can provide that top-notch service without breaking the bank.
Yeah, that's huge.
So the next tool is Jasper AI.
Okay, Jasper AI.
This one's a lifesaver for anyone who struggles with, you know, writing marketing content.
Yeah, for sure.
So Jasper can help brainstorm ideas, write social media posts,
okay,
even draft like blog articles and emails.
Oh,
think
yeah.
of it as your like content creation sidekick.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
Always there to help you out.
So you don't have to stare at a blank page.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The consultant mentioned this business owner who saved over 10 hours a week using Jasper.
Wow, that's incredible.
It's like having an extra team member, but without the overhead.
Right, yeah.
But it's important to note, it's not about replacing your creativity.
Right,
it's about like helping you get past that initial hurdle of writer's block and freeing up your time to focus on the bigger picture.
Totally.
So the next tool is Tableau.
Tableau, okay.
This one's all about making sense of data,
okay,
which can be really overwhelming for a lot of small business owners.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, instead of drowning in spreadsheets,
right,
Tableau gives you these visual dashboards that make it easy to spot trends and understand what's going on in your business.
Yeah.
You can see, like, what products are selling best when your customers are most active.
Yeah.
All sorts of insights.
Love.
There's this great example in the post about this boutique
okay.
that used Tableau to figure out.
Yeah.
Their customers spend more on Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm.
So they shifted their marketing to target Wednesdays.
Okay.
And their sales went up.
Wow, that's so smart.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
It just shows how data can be a gold mine
yeah.
when you know how to use it.
Right.
And Tableau makes that kind of analysis accessible to anyone.
Gotcha.
Even if you're not like a data scientist.
Yeah, you don't have to be a tech expert.
Exactly.
Girl.
And then the last tool is Daily.
Daily. Okay, I've heard of that one, but I don't really know what it does.
So Daily is an AI that creates images.
Okay.
And it's perfect for businesses that, you know, can't afford a fancy design team.
Yeah, for sure.
With Daily, you can create unique visuals
okay.
for your website, social media,
right.
even marketing materials.
Wow. So it's like having an in-house designer.
It's like having an in-house designer on call.
But without having to actually hire one.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
One business they mentioned used Daily to create like custom graphics for their Instagram.
Okay.
And their engagement went way up.
Cool.
It's amazing how AI is making these creative tools
yeah.
available to everyone.
Totally.
It's opening up so many possibilities for small businesses
yeah.
to tell their stories in a visually compelling way,
yeah.
which is really exciting.
So, okay, we've got all these awesome tools, but I'm sure some people are listening and thinking,
right.
okay, this is great, but where do I even begin?
Yeah, it can be overwhelming.
Right.
So luckily, the consultant has a 5-week plan
cool.
to get started with AI.
Cool. So it's like a step-by-step guide.
Exactly.
Awesome.
And the best part is it's designed to be manageable.
Okay.
You don't have to like overhaul your entire business overnight.
Right.
It's about making those small, consistent steps
yeah.
that add up to big results.
I like that.
So in week one, it's all about figuring out where AI can help you the most.
Okay, so like identifying your pain points.
Exactly.
Hmm.
What are those tasks that take up way too much time or energy?
Right.
Where do you feel stuck?
Gotcha.
Once you've identified those pain points,
yeah.
you can start looking for the right tools.
Okay, that makes sense.
And that's week two.
Okay.
Diving into the world of AI tools.
Okay, so that's where we really start looking at those 5 tools we talked about.
Exactly. You know, dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
Figure out which ones are the best fit for your needs.
Right.
And don't get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
There are tons of resources and tutorials online to help you get started.
Totally.
So then, week 3,
okay.
it's all about action.
Okay.
Choose one task and one tool and give it a try.
Okay, so just start small.
Yeah, no need to go all in right away.
Right.
Small steps lead to big wins.
Totally.
Maybe try using ChatGPT to create a simple FAQ for your website.
Okay.
Or experiment with Jasper to write a couple of social media posts.
Gotcha.
The key is to get your feet wet.
Yeah.
And see how these tools can work for you.
That makes sense.
Then week 4.
Okay.
It's about taking stock.
Okay.
Look at what you've learned
mm.
and see if it's making a difference.
Yeah, so like evaluate your progress.
Exactly.
I'm
Are you saving time?
Yeah.
Are your customers happier?
Right.
Are you getting better results?
Okay.
And it's important to be honest with yourself. If something isn't working, don't be afraid to try a different tool or approach.
Totally.
It's all about finding what works best for you.
Right. It's not one size fits all.
Exactly. Okay. And then in week 5.
Week 5. All right.
It's time to scale up.
Okay.
So if you're happy with the results you're seeing,
yeah,
think about implementing another tool,
okay,
to tackle a different pain point.
Right.
Maybe you start using Zapier,
yeah,
to automate some of your tasks, okay, after seeing how ChatGPT helped your customer service.
Gotcha.
The goal is to gradually build up your AI toolkit,
right,
and integrate it into your workflow,
yeah,
in a way that feels manageable and sustainable.
Okay, so not trying to do everything at once.
Exactly. Like, one step at a time.
That makes sense.
So it's not all about tools, though.
Okay.
The consultant also talks about the importance of storytelling.
Storytelling? Hmm, that's interesting.
It might seem a little out of left field.
Yeah.
But it actually makes a lot of sense.
Oh.
Stories are how we connect with each other.
Right.
How we build trust and understanding.
Yeah.
And in the business world, that's more important than ever.
Totally.
They mention that 92% of consumers actually want brands to tell stories.
Really?
Not just like bombard them with facts and figures.
Right.
It's all about making an emotional connection.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Stories help us remember information better.
Okay.
And they make brands feel more human and relatable. It's about going beyond the product.
Yeah.
And creating a connection with your audience.
So it's not just about what you're selling.
Exactly.
It's about who you are.
Exactly.
As a brand,
yeah,
and the values you represent.
Totally.
Okay.
And they break down these different types of stories,
oh, okay,
that businesses can tell.
Right.
So there's the creation story,
okay,
the culture story,
yeah,
the customer story,
okay,
the community story,
right,
and the challenge story.
Wow, that's a lot of stories.
Each one offers a different perspective on your brand.
Got it.
So what are your thoughts on those?
Well, I think it's a great way to kind of think about,
yeah,
like all the different facets of your business,
right,
that you can share with the world.
Totally.
So like the creation story is all about your why.
Exactly.
Like what inspired you to start your business?
Right.
What problem are you trying to solve?
Or gets you out of bed every morning.
Yeah. What's your passion?
Exactly.
People really connect with that.
Yeah. They want to know the story behind the brand.
Totally. Right.
And then there's the culture story.
Okay. Culture story.
Which is about like the values and beliefs, right, that shape your company.
Yeah.
It's about showcasing your team, your work environment.
Okay.
What makes you unique.
So it's like giving people a peek behind the curtain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Showing them the heart and soul of your business.
Oh, I like that.
The customer story.
Customer story.
So. It's all about showcasing the impact you're making on real people's lives.
Yeah.
Let your customers do the talking.
Right.
Share their testimonials, their, yeah, success stories,
right,
how your product or service has helped them.
Yeah, social proof is so powerful.
It's like a recommendation from a friend.
Totally.
Builds trust with potential customers.
Okay.
Then we have the community story.
Community story, right.
Which is all about how you're giving back.
Okay.
And making a difference in the world.
Okay.
So are you supporting local charities?
Right.
Are you involved in community initiatives?
Yeah.
These stories show that you're more than just a business.
Right.
You're a responsible member of the community.
Yeah, and people want to support businesses,
yeah,
that are doing good.
Totally.
Okay.
And finally, the challenge story.
Challenge story, all right.
This is about being vulnerable,
yeah,
and sharing the obstacles and setbacks,
yeah,
you've faced along the way.
So it's like kind of like a behind the scenes look
at
like the struggles.
Yeah, the real struggles. It, yeah, makes your brand more human and relatable.
Right.
And it can inspire others, yeah, who are going through similar challenges.
Totally.
It's about showing that you're not perfect.
Yeah.
But you're resilient and you're always learning and growing.
Right. So it's like turning those challenges into opportunities.
Exactly.
I like that.
And the consultant gives some great advice on how to actually like start crafting these stories. So,
yeah,
they emphasize the importance of,
yeah,
understanding your audience.
Right.
Identifying your core message.
Okay.
And mining your experiences for those moments,
mm-hmm,
that make your business unique.
Okay. So like finding those nuggets of gold.
Exactly.
Yeah. That really resonate with people.
Yep. And they also talk about empowering your team.
Okay.
To share their own stories.
Okay. Yeah.
Often, those are the most authentic and engaging ones.
Yeah.
Because they come from the heart.
Right.
And don't forget about listening to your customers. Oh, yeah.
Their feedback and testimonials can be a goldmine.
It's total.
Of storytelling material.
Okay. So we've covered a lot of ground already.
We have.
From the power of AI tools,
yeah,
to the art of storytelling.
That's all connected.
But before we wrap up this part,
okay,
I want to take a quick peek into the future.
Right.
The consultant mentions AI agents.
Oh, yeah.
Which sound kind of like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
It does sound a little futuristic.
Right.
But it's becoming more and more real.
So what's the deal with those?
So AI agents are basically AI systems.
Okay.
That can act autonomously.
Autonomously. Okay, so like on their own.
They can understand your goals.
Yep.
Learn from their experiences and make decisions to achieve those goals without needing constant human intervention.
So it's like having
a really, really smart digital assistant, one that can do more than just schedule appointments or send emails.
So it's like taking it to the next level. Exactly. OK, so they can handle like more complex tasks.
Yeah, they can analyze data, generate reports, even interact with other systems and software.
So they can like actually do things.
Yeah, it's not just about like providing information. They can actually take action.
Okay, so how do these agents, how do they actually work?
So there are these things called retrieval tools.
Retrieval tools, okay.
Memory systems and tool integration.
Okay, I'm not familiar with any of those terms.
So retrieval tools let AI agents access information from the outside world, like using Google or digging through databases.
So it's like giving them a research library.
It's like giving them a research library at their fingertips.
But they can do it like instantaneously.
Yeah, much faster than any human could.
Okay.
So they're not just limited to the information they're programmed with.
Right, they can actually like...
They can actually learn and grow their knowledge base.
That's pretty wild.
It is. Okay. And then memory systems. What are those?
So memory systems allow agents to remember past interactions and use that information to make better decisions in the future.
So they're not just starting from scratch every time.
Exactly.
They're actually learning and evolving.
It's like giving them a brain that can learn and adapt.
Okay. That's pretty cool.
And then tool integration.
Tool integration, okay.
It's about connecting these agents to other software and systems.
So they can actually do things in the real world.
Exactly. Like it's like giving them hands to work with. So they can send emails, update spreadsheets, even control physical devices.
Wow. That's pretty mind-blowing.
It is. It's pretty amazing technology.
Okay. So how do you actually like build one of these things?
So it can be complicated.
Yeah.
But... there are frameworks and platforms that make it easier.
Okay.
They talk about something called LangChain.
LangChain.
Which is an open source framework.
Okay. That helps you build AI agents.
Okay.
Using different tools and technologies.
So it's like a kind of like a simplified way.
It's like a toolkit for creating your own AI agents.
Okay.
It takes care of a lot of the technical heavy lifting. So you can focus on designing the agent and what you want it to do.
Okay.
And they also talk about these things called vector databases.
Vector databases, okay.
Which are specialized databases that can store and search for information.
Right.
Based on meaning, not just keywords.
So it's like having a super-powered search engine.
Exactly.
For your AI agent.
It's like a search engine that understands context.
Okay, so we've got the tools, the frameworks, the databases.
Yeah.
What can these AI agents actually do for a small business?
Well, the possibilities are really endless.
Okay.
Imagine an AI agent that can handle your social media.
Okay.
Create marketing campaigns.
Right.
Even manage your customer service.
Oh.
It's like having an entire team of digital employees.
Working for you 24/7.
That's amazing.
It is. It's pretty incredible.
But also kind of scary.
Yeah, there are definitely some potential downsides.
Like what are some of the ethical considerations?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely dive deeper into that in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, so get to that.
We'll get to that.
But for now, I guess the takeaway is that it's important to approach AI with a sense of responsibility.
Absolutely.
And be mindful of the potential impact it can have on our businesses and society as a whole.
For sure.
All right, so that wraps up part one of our AI deep dive.
Okay.
We've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah, we have.
But there's still so much more to explore.
Totally.
So we'll be back soon to dive deeper into the world of AI agents.
Right.
Discuss some of the ethical considerations.
Okay.
And talk about what the future holds for small businesses in the age of AI.
Sounds good.
See you next time.
See you then.
Okay. So we're back for part two of our AI deep dive. And, you know, we were just starting to talk about AI agents last time.
Yeah, they're pretty fascinating.
And the more I think about it,
right,
the more I'm like, wow, this is really cool stuff.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
It's going to change a lot of things.
Yeah, and you know, I was looking through the consultants' posts.
Okay.
And they actually included this glossary of terms.
Oh, nice.
That I thought might be helpful to go through.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to make sure we're all on the same page.
AI can be a little jargony sometimes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's good to define things.
So the first one is like AI agent itself.
Right. Get that out of the way.
They define it as a program that can perceive its environment, make decisions, and take actions to achieve specific goals.
So it's like, it's not just reacting to things. It's right. actually like thinking and planning
right.
and then doing things.
It's wild.
Based on those thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
kind of like a self-driving car.
But for your business,
right.
navigating complex situations, mm-hmm. adapting to new information,
okay.
completing tasks without needing you to like hold its hand the whole time.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so the next one is API.
API, right.
Application Programming Interface.
That sounds scary.
It sounds very technical.
Yeah.
But it's actually not that complicated.
Not really.
It's basically just a way for different software programs to talk to each other.
Right.
Like share information.
Like a translator?
Yeah.
So they can understand each other.
Right.
And work together.
Okay, so like if I'm using a scheduling app that talks to my email and my calendar,
right.
that's using an API.
Exactly. And that's why APIs are so important for AI agents.
Gotcha.
Because it lets them tap into all these different tools and services to become way more powerful.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So the next one is fine-tuning.
Fine-tuning. Okay. Which sounds like something you would do to a musical instrument.
Yeah. Or like a car engine.
Right.
To get it running just right.
But in this case, it's for AI.
So it's similar.
Okay.
It's about taking a pre-trained AI model, which is kind of like a general purpose AI.
Right.
And you train it further on a specific data set
to
make it even better
at
one particular task.
Okay. So if I wanted an AI agent that was like really good at writing marketing copy, I would fine-tune it on a bunch of examples of like...
exactly.
Really good marketing copy.
Yeah. And the more data you use,
right.
the better it's going to get.
Gotcha.
It's like, practicing a skill.
Yeah. Yeah. Like practice makes perfect.
Exactly.
Okay. What about hallucinations?
Hallucinations. Oh, this is where AI gets a little weird.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds kind of trippy.
So hallucinations are when the AI generates information.
Okay.
That isn't really true. Or that doesn't make sense in context.
So it's just making stuff up.
Basically, it's like...
wow.
It's like the AI is, letting its imagination run wild.
Okay, so it's kind of like when you're texting...
yeah.
And your phone autocorrects something.
All right.
To, like, a completely random word.
Exactly, but potentially with more serious consequences if you're relying on that information to, like...
yeah.
Run your business.
Make decisions.
Yeah.
Okay. So you got to watch out for that.
Yeah. It's something to be aware of.
Okay. And then there's LangChain.
LangChain. Okay. This is a framework that makes it easier to build applications.
Okay.
Using these large language models.
Gotcha.
Especially for things like AI agents. It's like, a set of tools and instructions that come prepackaged.
So it's like a simplified way.
Yeah, it takes care of a lot of the technical stuff. Okay. So you can focus on the creative part of designing your agent and what you want it to do.
Cool.
And then finally, there's vector databases.
Vector databases. Okay, I remember vectors from
it's a math thing.
Math class, but I don't really understand what that has to do with databases.
So basically, vector databases store information in a way that makes it really easy to search for similar things.
Okay.
Even if they don't have the exact same words. It's like a database that understands meaning.
Okay.
Not just keywords.
So if I'm looking for information about customer service, it could also find information about client support.
Right. Or customer experience.
Okay. Even though those aren't the same words.
Yeah. It gets the concept.
That's really cool.
It's pretty powerful.
Okay. So now that we've kind of demystified some of the jargon.
Right. We've gotten through the glossary.
Yeah.
Now we can talk about the cool stuff.
Yeah. Let's get back to like the practical applications.
Yeah. The real world.
So we talked about like marketing and customer service.
All right. Big areas.
But I'm curious to hear more about like how you see this playing out.
Yeah. Specific examples.
Yeah. In the real world, like for different industries.
Okay. So let's take content creation.
Okay, content creation.
Imagine an AI agent
Yeah.
that can analyze your target audience, identify trending topics,
okay,
and then generate engaging social media posts, blog articles, even scripts for videos.
So it's like having a whole marketing team.
Exactly.
But without having to pay them.
Yeah, and without all the drama.
Right.
No office politics.
That's awesome.
And then customer service.
Customer service. Yeah, we touched on this before.
Yeah, big word.
But I'm really interested in how AI agents can handle those really tricky situations.
Yeah, the tough ones.
Where customers are frustrated or upset.
So actually, AI can be really good at that, at de-escalating those tense situations.
Mm, interesting.
Because they have access to so much information about the customer, their history with the company.
Right.
They can even analyze the customer's language to understand their emotional state.
Wow. So they're not just...
They're not just giving canned responses.
Right. They can actually
They're actually understanding what the customer is feeling.
That's amazing.
And responding appropriately.
Okay. What are some other tasks that businesses could hand over to AI agents?
So, I mean, there's scheduling appointments.
Okay.
Managing inventory.
Right.
Processing invoices.
Right.
Yeah. Even analyzing data.
Yeah.
To find trends and opportunities.
So it's not just about
It's not just about automation.
Right.
It's also about using AI to make smarter decisions.
Right. So it's
taking
it to that next level.
Exactly. And that's why I think AI agents are such a game changer for small businesses.
It's like leveling the playing field.
Exactly.
Against the big guys.
Giving even the smallest company access to these powerful tools.
I'm also thinking about the job market.
Right. Big question.
Are we all going to be replaced by robots?
That's what everyone wants to know.
Right.
I think it's more about how we adapt and learn to work alongside AI.
Okay.
You know, just like the car didn't replace the horse, it created new jobs and required new skills.
So instead of fearing AI, we should be embracing it.
Exactly. Figure out how to use it to our advantage.
Okay. So it's man plus machine.
Yeah. Man plus machine.
Working together.
A powerful combination.
Okay. So I think we've covered a lot of ground here.
Yeah. We've gone pretty deep.
What are some key takeaways?
Okay, key takeaway.
You want our listeners to walk away with.
So first, I think it's important to understand that AI is not just a futuristic concept.
Right.
It's here. It's real.
It's happening now.
It's happening now, and it's accessible to everyone.
To businesses of all sizes.
Okay.
And it's not just about automation.
Right.
It's about augmenting human capabilities.
Working smarter, not harder.
Exactly. Working smarter, not harder.
And it's about
Using AI to enhance creativity, make better decisions, and create amazing customer experiences.
Okay.
And finally, don't be afraid to experiment and learn.
Yeah.
AI is always evolving.
Right.
So stay curious.
Okay.
Embrace the possibilities.
So that wraps up part two of our AI deep dive.
Okay, we're almost there.
In the final part,
we'll
explore those ethical considerations.
The big questions.
Talk about what the future holds.
Yeah, the crystal ball.
And give you some actionable steps to get started on your AI journey.
Sounds good.
So we'll see you soon for the grand finale.
See you then.
Welcome back to the final part of our AI deep dive.
It's been a great conversation.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying this.
Me too. We've talked about all these amazing AI tools and strategies for small businesses.
Yeah, a lot to unpack.
And we've talked about the potential of AI agents and all that.
The future's looking bright.
But there's one thing that that the consultant said towards the end of their posts that really stuck with me.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
It was about having a growth mindset when it comes to AI.
Okay, I like that.
So it's not just about implementing the tools and then,
Right. Setting it and forgetting it.
Calling it a day.
It's got to be ongoing.
It's about fostering a culture of continuous learning and adaptation.
Absolutely. Because the AI landscape is constantly changing.
Right. What works today might be obsolete tomorrow.
Exactly. So you got to stay curious. You got to embrace experimentation and be willing to adjust your approach as needed.
So how can small business owners actually do that?
Yeah, good question.
How do you cultivate that kind of growth mindset?
That's a good question.
It seems,
it can be a little abstract.
Yeah.
I think for starters, it's about recognizing that learning is an ongoing process.
Right.
It's not like a one-time event.
Right.
You got to constantly be learning and growing.
Right. So how do you do that?
Well, you encourage your team to stay up to date on the latest AI trends.
Okay.
Maybe set aside time for a professional development.
Okay.
Attend industry events.
Okay.
Or even just like carve out an hour each week.
Right.
To read articles or watch videos about AI.
So just kind of like...
Yeah, make it a habit.
Make it part of your routine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And don't be afraid to experiment with different tools and approaches.
Right.
You know, what works for one business might not work for another.
Right.
So you got to find what suits your specific needs and goals.
So it's like a journey of discovery.
Exactly. You're constantly learning and refining your approach.
Okay. And I guess, you know, sometimes you're gonna hit some roadblocks.
Yeah, failure is... part of the process. You got to be willing to try things.
Okay.
Even if they don't always work out.
So you can learn from those mistakes.
Exactly. Those are valuable lessons.
Okay, that makes sense.
And I think, maybe most importantly, foster a culture of collaboration and knowledge sharing.
Okay.
Encourage open communication.
Right.
Create spaces for brainstorming.
Okay.
And celebrate both successes and failures.
So you're creating that supportive environment.
Yeah, where everyone feels safe to learn and grow.
Okay, that's awesome.
And a growth mindset is contagious.
Okay.
So if you have that at the top,
yeah,
it's going to trickle down.
Right, so lead by example.
Exactly.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive.
Yeah, it's been a great journey.
I'm feeling very inspired.
Me too.
What are some key takeaways?
Key takeaways.
You want our listeners to really remember.
So first and foremost.
Okay.
AI is not just for the big guys.
Right. It's for everyone.
It's accessible and affordable.
For small businesses.
For small businesses, any industry.
Okay. And it's not about replacing humans.
No. It's about augmenting human capabilities.
Working together.
Working smarter, not harder.
It's about automating those tedious tasks.
Yeah. Get rid of the busy work.
Gaining insights from your data.
Right. So you can make better decisions.
And creating those really amazing customer experiences.
Yeah, personalized, engaging.
And it's about embracing that growth mindset.
Absolutely.
Always learning, always experimenting, always adapting.
That's how you stay ahead of the curve.
So as we close out this episode.
Yeah, it's been fun.
I have a question for our listeners.
Okay, let's hear it.
What challenges is your business facing right now?
Good question.
And how could AI help you overcome them?
Yeah, think about that.
So we encourage you to really reflect on that.
Take some time.
And explore the ways that AI can empower you.
To achieve your goals.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We're so excited to continue exploring.
Yeah, AI is always evolving.
This ever-evolving world of AI with you.
So stay tuned.
And we can't wait to see what incredible things you achieve.
We believe in you.
So until next time.
Yeah, see you later.
Keep learning. Keep experimenting and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with AI.
That's a spirit.
That's it for this deep dive.
We'll catch you next time.